You ready for Basecamp Fitness's best deal yet? 7 days for $7. That's right, 7 days for $7. It's time to double down on your fitness goals and snag this offer before it's gone. Call or text Basecamp Fitness at 913-232-9770 or go to basecampfitness.com to learn more.
This is Sports Saturday with Brad Porter on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, who we got here, Chris? Who is this?
Beck.
That's classic Beck right there.
It's a little newer stuff from him, but I like it.
Hey, by the way, my phone just started ringing here in the studio. Chad Boger is calling me. Do you have his number? Can you call him back? Can you call him since I'm on the air?
Yes, I can get his number.
Okay, please call Chad Boger right now. Chad, I'm sorry. I'm on the air right now. I guess I could answer it on the air. Put him on speakerphone. You probably don't want to put the boss on speakerphone, right?
No.
No. All right. Chad, Chris is going to call you right now. Okay. So resetting this it's been one of those days. It's been a nutty day. This is Sports Saturday, Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City and across the Midwest. My name is Brad Porter. Chris Bohlig is running the show, and he is calling the boss right now. We've been efforting all morning to get Mr. Ice Cube on the show. To talk about the big three coming to Kansas City today, this afternoon at Sprint Center. I believe the first game is at 2 o'clock. A lot of former KU basketball players in that group. You're talking about Mario Chalmers, who had the shot. You're talking about Drew Gooden, Julian Wright, and a bunch of other big-name former NBA stars and NBA coaches. Dr. J's one of the coaches. How about that? So we'll see. So Chris is going to call Chad and see if that's going to happen. Right now, Matt Verderam joins us from fansided.com to talk a little Chiefs football. Matt, you're holding a spot for Ice Cube right now. Oop, hang on, Matt. Chris just stepped out of the studio. I just dialed up Matt. Can you put him on the air, Chris? Like I said, it's been one of those days. Can you put Matt on the air? I just punched him up. There we go. Hey, Matt.
Hey, what's going on, Brad?
It's been a wacky Saturday. I'll put it that way.
It's okay. That happens.
All right. Matt Verderam, writer for fansided.com, also has a great podcast. We're talking Chiefs football here. Matt, first of all, I kind of made my speech and my statements in hour number one about the Tyreek Hill situation, and if you missed any of that, if you're listening right now, you can get it on the podcast at 810WHB.com. I kind of said what I had to say. We don't have all the evidence. None of us were in the room, and I'm going to leave it at that, let the NFL and the Chiefs handle it. But your reaction to the news yesterday that the National Football League will not suspend Tyreek Hill, at least for now, and unless further evidence comes to light, in which they feel they need to take action, but no suspension for now, your reaction to the news when you heard it yesterday?
You know, funny enough, I'm actually in New York right now on vacation, so at about 1:30 in the morning, I got a text message about, you know, maybe, what, 8 hours before it came down, saying, look, you know, a source told me he's not going to get suspended. They're going to announce it tomorrow, and I was so unsure about it, despite the source being a good one. I didn't report it because I just said, well, I can't believe that the NFL would not suspend him, fine him nothing, considering, you know, the audio tape and what was said, and whether or not you want to paint Tyreek Hill as a monster or a victim or somewhere in between. You know, Jimmy Smith last year for the Ravens got 4 games for a pattern of abusive, you know, dialogue with an ex-girlfriend. So, I thought Hill would at least get a couple of games. I didn't think he'd get more than 4, but as it turns out, obviously, he gets nothing. If you're the Chiefs, you're elated. If you're a lot of people around the league who are not the Chiefs, you're pretty pissed off. So, you know, it runs the gamut of emotions across the NFL, and I think ultimately, you can never tell what the NFL is going to do because they are so inconsistent with this stuff, and this is just the latest example of it.
We're speaking with Matt Verderam, fansided.com, talking Chiefs football and Tyreek Hill. And Matt, I think my mind thought was kind of along with yours. I thought it would be 2 games, at the most 4, if for nothing else than what we heard on the tape about you should be afraid of me too, B-word. And look, we heard the first, 2.5 minutes, you know, a month and a half ago, 2 months ago. Then we heard the full 11.5 minutes. And I said this earlier, Who knows what was said before that? Who knows what was said after that? You can interpret this how you want. Was Crystal Espinal trying to bait him into saying something that he didn't do or whatever? I don't know. I'm not going to make the decision for anybody, whether you're a fan, whether you're a listener to this radio station. I can't make that decision for you. But I certainly thought there was a little bit in the language there that would draw some sort of punishment from the National Football League.
Yeah, and that was my feeling as well. Look, ultimately, as you just said, nobody really knows the truth except for Tyreek Hill and Crystal Espinal. I mean, nobody really knows what happened. And, you know, I think that's the one thing that's come out of this that is not shocking in this age of social media and whatnot, but there's, you know, people who dig their heels in so hard on one position, and it's either, you know, it's so black and white. In this case, it's either he's a victim, he was railroaded, or he's a terrible person who should be thrown out of the league. And the reality of it is, like most things in life, the truth probably lies somewhere in the middle. Now, again, can't prove that. Don't know that for a fact. But what the most important thing is that those kids, now three of them, are just put in a safe environment, whatever that is. I think it's pretty evident that relationship between Hill and Espinal is a disaster. But from a football standpoint, if you're the Chiefs, you're going into camp saying, we've got Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, Sammy Watkins, and Patrick Mahomes all coming back. And now we have Mecole Hardman, who was basically drafted as insurance if Tyreek Hill was no longer on the team. So the Chiefs end up coming out of this somehow better than they were last year offensively, or at least with the potential to be better. And I think as we move into training camp and you kind of move away from this story in the background now, that's really what you're looking at. And it's an interesting storyline considering only a few months ago it seemed like he was destined to be gone.
Right. We're speaking with Matt Verderam, fansided.com, talking Chiefs football here. One just final thing on the tape, and then I want to get to the on-field stuff because camp starts next week, and I'm excited to go up there. I know Stephen St. John is excited to go up there. Soren Petro is excited to go up there. So one final thing on the tape, and I don't want to belabor this, but it is just make this the final thing. Between the first release of the audio, which was about 2.5 minutes, and later the full release of the audio, which was about 11.5 minutes, did your mind change? And let me put it this way. Did your mind change? Because where mine changed was not everything is so black and white. In the longer version of the audio, Tyreek Hill denies multiple times. He said, you know, I didn't do that. You know, I didn't do that. And Crystal Espinal doesn't, you know, fight back against that. So for me, I don't think it absolves anybody of anything. I just think it gives you a broader picture to say we still don't know everything, and we don't know exactly what happened.
I totally agree, Brett. That's exactly how I feel. I couldn't put it any better. I think, look, I have a couple friends over at KCTV5 who I feel bad for because they didn't have any role in this, and they're getting dragged, you know, somewhat because of what happened. And I guess my biggest complaint with the whole thing is you can't sit there and say, well, listen, we're only playing these 2 or 3 minutes because this is all that matters. And then the whole tape gets played. You know, like, well, what are you talking about? I mean, clearly, this entire 11-minute stretch is pretty important. So, I think, you know, if it was handled poorly in that regard, that 11 minutes should have been played in its entirety from Jump Street, and it wasn't. And I think it made a lot of people feel like they were duped. And so, you walk away from that going, well, I don't know what's real. I don't know what. Like, all I know is that relationship appears to be extremely toxic. I think both of them clearly need to realize that and parent these kids appropriately moving forward. And I think if you're the Chiefs, look, there's a reason the Chiefs sat on their hands and did nothing and just said, look, we're going to let this whole thing play out. Because if they had heard that tape and it was just unbelievably damning, they might have moved on from hell, but they didn't. They waited it out. They, I'm sure, couldn't even imagine 6 weeks ago that he was going to get no discipline. But here we are. And obviously, again, just from a football standpoint, it's an incredibly good turn of fortune for the Chiefs, who 2 months ago looked like it was going to lose their most dynamic player.
Right, and I'm glad you said what you said about the sports department at Channel 5. I was over there last night to do the locker room show with Neil Jones. And Neil Jones and Danny Welniak, who's fantastic, and Tom Martin is great.
Yeah.
They were not involved in the release of this tape. And they take heat for it, but I think a majority of the people know that this wasn't their deal. And I've been in that position before where somebody else you work with did something that got backlash. So
anybody who's ever worked in media or even in a larger company realizes that kind of decision, that comes from up top.
Right.
That doesn't come from someone who's on air or a producer or anything. That comes from up on top.
Right. So let's get to the on-the-field things with Tyreek Hill back in the fold for now. He can participate fully in training camp. He's not going to miss any games. Does this change your opinion about who the Super Bowl favorite would be? Was it the Chiefs before? Does getting Tyreek Hill back with no suspension now make them the front runner? Where do you stand in terms of the Chiefs with Super Bowl predictions?
Yeah, I mean, I think I might even said on this radio station, if not certainly on one of my columns, I wrote that if they don't have Tyreek Hill, then I think they're on even course with New England, with the Chargers, as a team that could get to the Super Bowl. They're not necessarily the clear-cut favorite. Maybe they're just kind of one of three or four favorites. I look at the Chiefs with the revamped defense, now with Hill not only being a team, but being there the entire season. I think the Chiefs are the clear-cut favorite to go to the Super Bowl now. Anyone who happens to be looking at this is a New England fan is going to be screaming, saying, how could you say that? Look, someone has to topple New England. But I think when you look at the AFC and you look at the offseason and how things went, if D4 doesn't jump off sides last year, they beat them last year. I think the Chiefs are the better team. I think, frankly, the Chargers, in some respects, are even overrated at one point, underrated in another, in the sense that the Chargers might have the best roster 1 through 53 in football. The problem with the Chargers is they never win big games, and they never do anything of note. They haven't won a division this decade. They haven't been to an NFC title game in almost 15 years. So I look at the Chiefs, the Pats, and the Chargers as the three teams I think could get to a Super Bowl, but I think as long as Hill's there and healthy, I think Kansas City is the odds-on favorite to get there and to win it. They just have a ridiculously explosive offense in a time in this league where that wins, and they obviously showed that last year.
Speaking with Matt Verderam, fansided.com, talking Chiefs football here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. You talk about health, and as long as we're talking about wide receivers and Tyreek Hill, for now, not getting any sort of suspension from the National Football League, on the other side, Sammy Watkins. And Sammy Watkins has said all the right things this offseason. He's posted videos. I'm working hard. I got myself in shape and got everything ready to go. And Matt, I'm going to apologize here. I have to step aside here because we have a big guest who we've been waiting for all morning. Are you okay with that?
That's fine.
Okay, it's Ice Cube. If you must know,
I'm fine with that. I get it,
Matt. We will do this another time. I appreciate your patience and being a good sport.
No problem. Enjoy your interview, Ice Cube.
All right, thank you very much. That is Matt Verderam, and now we're going to bring in. I've been stoked about this since yesterday. We're going to bring in Ice Cube. Ice Cube, how are you doing this morning in Kansas City?
I'm doing pretty good, man. I want to thank Matt for making room for your boy, you know what I mean? Appreciate it.
Well, you know what? I got to tell you, Ice Cube, I met Clyde Drexler last night over at Channel 5, NBA Hall of Famer, one of my favorite players when I was a kid, and I was stoked about that, and he was kind enough to take a picture with me and chat with me about NBA and the old Kansas City Kings days. But my boss called me last night, and he said, we've got Ice Cube coming on the show tomorrow. I couldn't sit down. My kids think I'm nuts. My family thinks I'm crazy because I couldn't sit down last night. I was so excited for this. Do you get that reaction from people? I'm just some guy in Kansas City, but, I mean, I'm going nuts right now.
Well, that's very cool. You know, it's always good to get love, you know, because it ain't cool if it's the other way around. So I'm always happy to get love, you know, pretty much wherever I go. And feels good, man, no doubt.
All right, so you got the big three coming to Kansas City. And believe me, I'm going to talk to you about music, because I know everybody does. But you got the big three coming to town, and this is huge. You started this league, what, 3 years ago, right?
Yeah, in 2017.
And so, look, as someone who covers sports, I've seen leagues like this come and go. I've seen, you know, golf has their senior tour. Baseball tried senior baseball years ago. It failed. You took a big leap in believing this league could work. You've got big names coming in to play three-on-three half-court basketball. What kind of tell me how you built that and why you thought this kind of basketball can work?
Because, you know, I knew we wasn't reinventing the wheel. This was something that everybody was used to seeing or playing. You know, kids play more three-on-three when they get to school than they do five-on-five. And so I knew it was a sport that hadn't been presented in a professional way. And, you know, I don't look at this as how golf sees the senior tour or baseball, what they do, because there's an NBA, but that's 5-on-5 full court. There's no big three. You know, this is the premier 3-on-3 basketball league in the world. So I knew we had a chance to fill in a void. You know, summer is long if you're a basketball, football fan.
Right.
So I knew we just had great windows of opportunity to blow this up. And, you know, this is just the beginning. You know, if you can envision where this sport can be in 5 years, 10 years, you can see the vision of what we see, that 3-on-3 basketball and the Big Three is going to establish its own mark and not really have to piggyback off the NBA.
We are honored to have Ice Cube as our guest here on Sports Saturday, Sports Radio 810 WHB. You mentioned 3-on-3, and it's popular. Ice Cube, it's an Olympic sport. I mean, that's how serious this is.
Around the world, 3-on-3 is a lot bigger than 5-on-5 because here in America, you know, and we have the gyms, we have the sort of infrastructure for basketball, but in other countries, they just got to put a hoop up somewhere, and it's usually 3-on-3. So, you know, if you go to Asia, 3-on-3 is huge. So it's just not huge here in America until now with the Big Three. And we believe our athletes should be the ones representing America for the gold medal in Japan, because we feel like, you know, we have, like I said, the best 3-on-3 athletes in the world.
We're speaking with Ice Cube here. The Big Three coming to Kansas City this afternoon at Sprint Center. There'll be a handful of games. And Ice Cube, I was reading some of your comments from earlier this week leading up to the tournament or leading up to these games. And it always helps to have names of local interest, whether it's, you know, here in Kansas City, whether it's KU players, former KU players, Mizzou players, K-State players. And you got three of the biggest names in KU basketball history playing at Sprint Center this afternoon. Mario Chalmers, who made one of the greatest shots in history in the Final Four. You got Drew Gooden. Drew Gooden is awesome. Julian Wright is coming in. So you get these local guys in, and you get a lot of name recognition when you bring the Big Three all over the country.
Without a doubt. And we got the OG Kansas City King, Reggie T, is coming
yes.
on the sideline.
Yes.
So, I mean, you know, when you have an event like this and when you have a league like this, you know, and none of our teams are tied to any city. So you can really root for whoever you want to and not feel like, man, I'm going for, you know, Denver, or I'm going for this. I'm going, you know, you can be like, yo, I like Three-Headed Monsters, or I like Trilogy, or Triplets is my squad. So that's why we're able to come to Kansas City with this, because we can go anywhere in the world and play a sanctioned Big Three basketball game. So it's cool to be able to come to Kansas City, a place that used to have a pro NBA team. But let's get the talk going again about bringing the NBA back to Kansas City.
That's where I'm going next. We're speaking with Ice Cube here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. And when I was talking with Clyde Drexler last night over at the TV station, we were talking about the Kansas City Kings, and he named off a couple of players like Sam Lacy, and then I took over. I was like, Otis Birdsong and Ernie Grunfeld and Phil Ford. And we went to the Western Conference Finals when I was a kid. I went to games at Kemp Arena. So Ice Cube, if you have influence inside NBA circles and you can whisper in their ear, Kansas City, we'll be on board. How about that?
doesn't the Kansas City Clippers sound great? It just has a ring to it.
So if
Kansas City Clippers.
I like that.
The Clippers.
If you can bring Kawhi Leonard and the Clippers to Kansas City, Ice Cube, they would build a statue of you in front of Sprint Center.
Well, I'm going to work on it because we don't want them in Los Angeles. You know, it's a Laker town. So we got them for cheap. And we'll throw in the Chargers. But I'm pretty sure you don't want them.
No. We're fine with our Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes. They can keep Phillip Rivers and the Chargers out there. We're speaking with Ice Cube. They got the Big Three coming to Sprint Center this afternoon. It's going to be an awesome lineup. I mentioned all the KU players, but I was looking at the list, and I just highlighted some names that are just off the charts amazing. We're talking about Josh Smith. We're talking about Will Bynum, and they're coached by Reggie Theus, the former King. Julian Wright, Corey Maggette, Katino Mobley, Big Baby Davis, and they're coached by Nancy Lieberman, who's a Hall of Famer. Joe Johnson, Al Jefferson, Mario Chalmers, Rashard Lewis, Reggie Evans. I'm looking at this, Ice Cube, and I'm like, this is unbelievable. You've heard of everybody who's going to be playing. You've watched every player who's going to be at Sprint Center this afternoon.
Without a doubt. And our coaches are Hall of Fame coaches. You know, Dr. J is going to be coaching Tri-State with Amari Stoudemire. Gary Payton is going to be coaching Rashard Lewis and Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf. And then you have Lisa Leslie going against Nancy Lieberman.
Love Lisa Leslie.
These are the top two teams in the league. So this is one versus two. So they're fighting for first place. Michael Cooper is going to be in the house against Reggie Theus. So we got Hall of Fame coaches. And look, what's cool about the Big Three, our guys, they go in the stands, they hang out, they watch the game from the stands, they take selfies, autographs, whatever you want to do. These guys are appreciative of the fan base, and it's just a great event.
Please tell me that if you need a little defensive help, Gary Payton's going to just, you know, walk onto the floor at some point, right? The glove?
Now, Gary is totally retired, but he probably, if you need a trash talker, you know, he definitely has that. You know, he's still in his prime when it comes to trash talking.
We're speaking with Ice Cube, Big Three coming to Kansas City at Sprint Center this afternoon. A lot of great former college and NBA players. It's going to be an absolute blast. So, Ice Cube, when you're watching, since you run the league, right? I know Clyde is the commissioner. This is your league, though. You started this from scratch. Is there a particular team or a player or a coach that's kind of your favorite, or, you know, you just kind of have to, you know, be fair to everybody?
You know, all of them are my favorite. You know, guys that come in and play hard, I love them. Guys that give their all. Guys that still show that in the 3-on-3 half-court setting with the basketball IQ these guys have, they look like all-stars. So, you know, just play hard, and you're my favorite player. But I can't really go down and pick. You know, they all my babies.
It's like picking your favorite child. Can't do that. Can't do that.
Yeah.
We're speaking with Ice Cube here on Sports Saturday, Sports Radio 810 WHBI. I appreciate your time so much. And I was joking about this before the show because I'm stoked. I'm like a little kid in a candy store right now. I'm on the edge of my seat. So we were kind of joking before the show. Like, I consider you American music royalty, okay? And so I'm not sure, because we've never met, we're not friends, but I was like, do I call him Ice Cube? Do I call him Mr. Cube? I don't know. How do they address you when they meet you for the first time?
Cube.
Just Cube?
Yep, Cube. What's up, Cube? And that's how everybody usually addresses me, which is cool.
Well, that's,
you know, I think Ice Cube's pretty formal.
One of our producers here at 810 texted me before you came on, and he said, you can say what up, Cube, just don't sound like a dork when you do it. All right, so let me ask you this, Cube. You know I'm going to ask you a little bit about music, right? That's kind of what happens whenever you're talking basketball. When I was a kid growing up in Kansas City, there was only one station that would play rap music, and the competitor of the station, but I can say it, KPRS. Everybody knows.
Mm-hmm.
It's the one station that played rap music in the 80s, and Freddie Bell was a legendary DJ. And so I would call up other radio stations, and I'm like, can you play UTFO? Can you play Curtis Blow? Can you play Kool Moe Dee? And everybody was like, what are you talking about? And I said, okay, Grandmaster Flash and Melly Mel, can you play that? And they're like, no, we're not going to play that, but KPRS would play that. And so that's the first place where I discovered rap music, and eventually NWA, they couldn't play most of your songs on there without an edit, yeah. But they would play Public Enemy and all these, and that's where I fell in love with rap, because there was only one station that was here. And for your career, how important was it for those rap stations to be able to play your music and get you exposure that you were not going to get on any other station?
Man, it was everything. You know, when we started making the kind of records we were making, we counted the radio out. We just figured, no way, no how, are we ever going to get played. And then you had these stations with these, you know, fearless DJs who would, you know, play it and do their own edits. And then we said, well, let us start doing some radio versions for them, for these DJs, so they don't have to spend hours cutting up our songs,
right,
to a radio version that they can play. And so, you know, that's kind of how that happened. But without these pioneer stations and DJs around the country who, they was like, this is too good not to play. You know, they kind of invented the radio version in a way. Because then we start to say, okay, these songs will still work. You just take out the profanity and we can get played. So they meant everything. You know, without that, you know, nowhere in the world we'd be as big as we are.
Yeah, I had Straight Outta Compton when I was a kid. And honestly, Cube, since you said it's okay to call you Cube, I had to hide it from my parents, because if they would have heard it.
That's when you know it's good.
Yes. Well, I had to hide NWA. I had Eddie Murphy comedy tapes. I had to hide those.
Yeah.
So I got pretty good at hiding my my material.
That's good. That's good stuff when you got to hide it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I won't keep you too much longer. Look, I know you're really busy, and I appreciate your time. Kind of looking at the modern evolution of hip-hop and rap, and look, I appreciate you being a mogul, and Jay-Z now being a mogul, all you guys that came up. What do you think about the hip-hop and the rap today? I'm not so much a fan of the auto-tune, but I don't know. I'm not an expert. What do you think of today's rap and hip-hop scene?
Well, I mean, you know, it kind of goes the path of least resistance in a way. But, you know, it was, you know, music in general was thrown off of its trajectory when Napster came around, and, you know, people just really treated music like it was free. You know, it had to kind of adapt. At that same time, you have, you know, somebody like T-Pain come through with his own flavor and his own style, using auto-tunes. And then he has so much success, now everybody is using it. And you can't really tell the MCs apart. You don't know who's who, because they all using the same, you know, auto-tune. So it's just in a place where, you know, it has to be a drastic, you know, change. It has to be a drastic disruption, you know, because it is kind of boring right now.
Yeah.
You know, it needs some fire.
You talk about disruption, and that's what your music and so many rappers and MCs of your generation made a difference for me. Because when I heard Straight Outta Compton the first time, I was like, I listened to it, and I was like, wow, that's, you know, that's pretty powerful. And then when I really listened to it, and when you guys put out your video, I was like, there are things going on. Look, I grew up in Kansas City in the Midwest, okay? But I saw that video and listened to the lyrics closer. I was like, there are things in this world that I just don't understand. I'm not familiar with, but this was a window. This was a window. Your music and the other music of that generation, it was a window to tell us there are things that are not right. And your group in particular said, we're not going to take it anymore. This is what's happening where we live. You need to figure it out. You need to see what we're going through, and you need to participate in making this situation better. And it was really, for me, it was a punch in the face. And I mean that in a good way. It was a punch, like, wake up. There are things here that you need to understand.
Yeah, I mean, that's when music is at its best, when it's giving you more understanding, or showing you and taking you places that you never been, or it takes you inside yourself even deeper that you didn't know was there. So, you know, music, when it's you know, doing what it's supposed to do, is extremely powerful. And, you know, that's really what the music is for, is understanding. And, you know, so it's good that we were able to paint the picture that most people didn't see. And that gave people an understanding on how we grew up and what we had to go through and the circumstances behind our circumstances.
All right, we're speaking with Ice Cube. Just one more quick question here. You probably get asked this all the time. Do you have a favorite track from your music career?
Oh, man. It's so many, you know, songs. I love them all, you know, really.
Right.
But if I had to, you know, break one down, I think, Today Was a Good Day.
Yes.
Is a song that's just, you know, right. You know, it just feels right. It stands the test of time. And, you know, to me, the song is a great message that through all the obstacles you may face, you can still find the sunshine. So it's just, to me, you know, one of those tracks that ends up being my favorite.
And that's one. And to be honest with you, Cube, thank you for letting me call you that again. If I'm having a bad day, if I go put on Today Was a Good Day, that just it makes me feel better. It just does. It just puts me in a.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah. All right. Final thing for you. By the way, the Big Three is awesome, and I love what you guys you guys have done with your career. You know, everybody who saw Straight Outta Compton know how the music industry takes advantage of young artists and steals money, and it's great to see folks like you and Jay-Z build these multi-million-dollar, billion-dollar industries and run it yourselves. And I just, you're an inspiration.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. You know, hard work and you know, really paying attention to detail and caring about the public and what they receive has got us to this point. You know, it's like we enjoy making people happy. You know. And with the sports, the music, the movies, that's what it's all about.
And you're involved with all of it. And again, the Big Three this afternoon, Sprint Center, downtown Kansas City, going to have so many great players, former college stars, former NBA stars, and including KU fans, the favorites, Mario Chalmers, Drew Gooden, Julian Wright. And just go look up the rosters. It's just stacked with people. The coaches are Hall of Famers. It's just it's going to be an unbelievable event. And Ice Cube, thank you for bringing the Big Three to Kansas City. We love it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You know, beat the heat.
Yes.
You know, come on through and get some of this air conditioning and see some great basketball. It's an affordable ticket. And I think it's the coolest thing going down in Kansas City right now.
It has to be. There's nothing else right now. So I appreciate it. Thank you for letting me call you Cube. I appreciate it because you're a hero of mine from my childhood, and it's awesome. I'm just so stoked. I'm gonna go home, Cube, after this, and I'm not gonna be able to sit down for the rest of the day.
Oh man, come on to the arena, man, and check out some basketball with me.
All right, absolutely. Thank you very much,
All
Ice
right.
Cube. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Take it easy.
All right, thank you. That is. Wow, that's awesome. We just had Ice Cube on this show on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
That's an all-timer.
I don't know what to say. I told you last, Chris, we talked last night. I when Chad Boger called me and said, we're going to have Ice Cube on the show, I couldn't believe it. I was just, I got on my best black t-shirt because my wife knows that's what I wear when I want to meet somebody exciting. Even though we couldn't get him here to the studio, It didn't work out because his flight changed. We just had Ice Cube on this show.
You did a great job, too. You touched a lot of good points and some good messages that were brought out, you know, whether through Big Three, but also, you know, in his music career and what he did for, you know, hip-hop and rap. So,
yeah, I was a huge fan when, like I said, when NWA came out and Straight Outta Compton came out, it was a landscape-altering point in not only music history, but the consciousness of America. It told us what was going on in Compton and South Central. So we can grow up living there. So I'm late for a break. I don't know if I'm going to recover from this. I may have to go run a few laps in this commercial break.
We'll get through it.
Wow. Ice Cube right here on Sports Saturday. My name is Brad Porter. Chris Bohlig is running the show. I'm on cloud nine. Quick timeout. You're on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Damn right it was a good day.
Trying to mellow you out a little bit.
Man, that was freaking awesome. I had to make sure I paused to make sure I didn't say something else.
We have a dumb button. It's okay.
We just had Ice Cube on this show.
That was awesome.
The Ice Cube.
This is a great day.
Oh, it was a good day. It was a great day. I'm not going to be able... You will not be able to put up with me the rest of the day. Wherever I go today, I'm going to say, I talked to Ice Cube today. You know who I talked to? Ice Cube. And he said, hey, just call him a Cube. Said, what up, Cube? So, Jed Marshall, you were right. It's okay to say, what up, Cube? Oh, man, I'm stoked.
All right.
I haven't been this excited in a long time, man, about a guest coming out. Look, I love all our guests, but, man, Ice Cube, that's different level. That's American royalty, music royalty. He does it get bigger than Ice Cube? I don't think so.
No.
Music, movies, Big Three basketball in Kansas City today down at Sprint Center.
Big Lakers fan.
Big. That's why
giving us the Kansas City Clippers. He's sending us yes. The Los Angeles Clippers. All right, so get it done, Ice Cube.
For you fans of the NBA, Ice Cube came on this show and said, I asked him if he would speak to the NBA about getting a franchise back here in Kansas City. He goes, I like the sound of the Kansas City Clippers. So there you go. Ice Cube's got the Clippers moving to Kansas City. I'll take it. Let's do it. All right. Man, let me take a phone call here because I'm cloud nine right now. I can't tell you how excited I am. Let's go to Big Jax on line one. Big Jax, how are you?
Man, Brad Porter, big ups to you. That was a great interview with Cube. It's not just the fact that you had Cube on, but you hit him with all the stuff and you talked about KPRS back in the day, even though, you know, they were hesitant. Man, that was a great interview, bro.
Well, you know what? When I was talking to my friend Cube, there was only one station in town that would play rap, and that was KPRS, and Freddie Bell was awesome. I'll do a Freddie Bell impersonation for you in a second. But I would call other radio stations and I'd say, hey, can you play Roxanne, Roxanne? And they're like, yeah, we play the Police all the time. And I said, no. No, Roxanne, Roxanne by UTFO. And they're like, what?
Right.
And they were like, what? And I would call KPRS, and they're like, yeah, we got UTFO coming up right now.
Yeah, we get it on for you.
No, it's good.
You know, I got a great NWA story. So
sure.
Now, you remember in the movie, that first gig at the skating rink was in April of 88, correct?
I believe so. I haven't seen it in a couple of months, but whenever it's on, I watch it.
Yes, watch the date when it flashes up before they walk into that skating rink. Well, they played here in Kansas City in November of 88. And it was the day after Thanksgiving. I actually didn't get to go to the concert because there's a big event that happens every year. It's a local sorority, Alpha Kappa Alpha. They have their debutante ball that day. I was a senior in high school, and the debutante ball was at the Marriott downtown. Well, guess where NWA's hotel was that night?
Wow, Marriott downtown?
The Marriott downtown. So here we go. Here comes Dre, Eazy-E, Cube, Ren, the whole crew.
Yellow Man?
Hung out with him. Ren actually came to the party after the ball. I'm getting ready to get on the elevator, and Dre gets on the elevator. He's got a security guy with him. I step in with it's the three of us on the elevator. A lady walks up, and, you know, Dre's got the big, huge, fat donkey rope chain on.
Oh, yeah.
And then he's got the big, huge security guy. And I was running about 300 myself, so the lady was like, whoa, and just backed up from the elevator. And the door is closed, and Dre was like, man, that's what I figured was going to happen when she walked up. You know what I'm saying? I didn't think she was actually going to get on here. But, yeah, man, it was just incredible. Just to think about NWA being here in their first year of them being NWA, like they were on fire. Do you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
So, man, that was a really cool experience. And like I said, man, great interview with Cube, and I'm going to see if I can't get down to the Big Three tonight, because he should definitely be supported. That was cool.
Where did you go to high school, Big Jax?
Ruskin.
All right. I wish,
The wall, you might, I don't know, you never know, you might remember, but we had one of the biggest offensive lines in the city that time.
Uh-huh.
It was crazy. And like I said, to think about where these guys are, Cube is like one of the, you know, most innovative entrepreneurs in the game. You think about when Friday came out, was only in probably 94, 95. So he already had a movie made that's a classic, you know, by then. That's crazy that guy has been able to do what he's been able to do in the entertainment industry. That's powerful right there, bro.
That's what I was telling him. I'm like, you know, if you've seen Straight Outta Compton or you don't know the story, you know, these young artists, and it doesn't matter if it's rap or rock and roll or whatever, the music industry takes advantage of young artists. And you look at where Ice Cube is now, you look at Dr. Dre, you look at Jay-Z, mm-hmm. and they own things
right.
now. And that's
right.
just, it's great to see that happen. I'll give you one quick, go ahead.
And to just think that Cube is really the reason why they're there. Remember, because that's the whole point of the movie.
Because he quit, yeah.
He had to leave because he wasn't in a position to get, you know, what he was supposed to get. He was not going to be taken advantage of. And he tried to tell Dre, and Dre didn't want to listen. And it took all of that. But that's why Cube is where he's at right now, is because he's always owned his stuff. And he's extremely creative. To even come out with something like the Big Three and really try to make that work and put in the proper timing and in the right venues. And I mean, that dude is beyond, man. That dude, he's something else, for real.
I have one elevator story with a music star. It's not right. It's not Dre. I'd be running in that elevator with Dre. I'd be right there, and I'd be talking to him. So years ago, it's probably mid-2000s, I was traveling with the Royals, and we were staying at the Ritz-Carlton in Detroit. And Marilyn Manson is playing there that week. And
wow.
So it's late at night. We get back from the ballpark, and I go to the elevator, and I'm standing there, and all of a sudden, two people sidle up next to me. One was a huge dude. He was clearly a security guy. And I looked around the other side of him, and it's Marilyn Manson. And wow. I'm like, okay. And I'm not the biggest Marilyn Manson fan, but whatever. He's famous.
Right.
So
right.
they get in the elevator, and the security guy goes, "Are you getting in?" And I'm like, and I didn't know what to say. I froze, and I was like, go ahead.
But the next
day, the hotel staff said, you know, Marilyn Manson threw this huge party in his room. He had thousands of dollars of booze left over, and he invited the hotel employees in. He's like, take whatever you want. And I guess he's a super cool dude.
Well, you know, you never know sometimes. And like I said, that you got to think of how long ago that was with Dre in that elevator. He was looking mad. It was hilarious, man. And so I understood why the lady didn't want to get on the elevator with us. It's all good.
Well, I would have taken her place. Hey, Big Jax, I appreciate your kind words about the interview. And I said, the rest of the day today, I'm going to be – everybody I see, I'm going to be – you know, I talked to Ice Cube today. You know that?
Man, for real. Hey, you know who I had on the show today? Ice Cube, man.
Yeah, that's my thing.
You definitely need to go down there and introduce yourself to him, man. He'd love that.
I'm going
to
change my Twitter profile. One time I talked to Ice Cube. Hey, Big Jax. Hey, thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your day. Stay cool.
And
it was great talking to you, man.
All right, Brad. Thanks, brother.
All right, that's Big Jax. I think the rest of the, you know, we've got, what, 12 minutes left in the show? It's just going to be Ice Cube to the finish line, right?
Yeah, I mean,
it is sports. He's got the Big Three here in town.
Big Three, and he said he's going to bring the Clippers to
Kansas City.
All right. So LA only has one. Even though we all know the Lakers are, that is the franchise
right.
in Los Angeles. That's the, I think, of any of the franchises in Los Angeles, they have so many. The Lakers are the one that people care the most about.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
Are the most non-fair weather for. Like those, that is the team that people like ride or die with.
Right. And if Ice Cube wants to bring the Clippers to Kansas City, that'd be awesome. All right. Quick timeout again. I'm just stoked. I just can't believe it. We talked to Ice Cube right here. The quick timeout. This is Sports Sunday. My name is Brad Porter. Very excited, Brad Porter. Chris Bohlig. Very excited, Chris Bohlig. And you're on Sports Radio 810 WHB. I think I'm just going to go home and put this song on repeat. The rest of the day.
We played it today already, but I had to play it again just because Ice Cube said it was his favorite song.
Ice Cube said, yes. Ice Cube said this is his favorite song. It was a good day. And it's a great day having Ice Cube on. By the way, Chris, we've gotten a lot of response from having Ice Cube on the show. Big Jax just called in. He loved it. I'm just going to read through a couple of tweets. If you know Smug Dingus, a lot of people are fans of Smug Dingus. He said, yay. Let's see. Terrence Carter tweeted in, awesome. Shooter Bales said, awesome. Joe, I'm going to mispronounce the name, Joe Shogun, I believe. That was one of the best interviews I've heard in a long time. So all of you folks that tweeted in or listened to the Ice Cube interview, thank you very much for the kind words. If you missed Cube here on Sports Saturday, Sports Radio 810 WHB, you can get
right
it
up on the podcast page right after the show.
Get it on the podcast page here in a couple of minutes. Man. I just don't know where we go from here, Chris. Did we peak with Ice Cube on the show?
Probably.
doesn't
get much better than Ice Cube on your radio show.
You've never seen me react like this, right?
I've seen you excited, but not this excited. I've seen you jacked up before, but not this antsy and like ready to go, like just ready.
This started last night when Chad Boger called and said, we're getting Ice Cube on the show. By the way, big three in Kansas City today at Sprint Center.
Go check it out.
Yeah, half-court basketball, 3-on-3. They have 3-point shots. They have 4-point shots. Former Jayhawks, Mario Chalmers, Drew Gooden, Julian Wright are going to be there. And just, I mean, like Cube. He's my new friend. Call him. He said, it's okay. Call him Cube. Look at the coaches. Reggie Theus, former Kansas City King. Nancy Lieberman, Hall of Famer. Lisa Leslie, Hall of Famer. Gary Payton, Hall of Famer. Dr. J, Hall of Famer. Those are just the coaches. Just the coaches. You got players like Tino Mobley and Corey Maggette and Quentin Richardson, Al Jefferson. Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf is going to be there. Rashard Lewis. Nate Robinson. Amari Stoudemire. Jason Richardson.
Amari Stoudemire.
Are you kidding me? Love me some Amari Stoudemire.
Four-point shot, too. Don't forget about the four-point shot.
And Cube said that most of the players sit there and watch the games. They'll sign autographs. They'll take selfies. This is huge.
You got to get a selfie with a Cube.
Good Lord. I think I'm going to faint. I might need assistance on the way home. I might need to, get an Uber or something.
Get an Uber, man. Be safe.
Good gravy. Ice Cube was on Sports Saturday on Sports Radio 810 WHB. That's a walk-off. Chris, I can't guarantee I'm going to be here tomorrow.
And thank you to Matt Verderin for being such a good sport. You know, that's a tough spot to be put in.
Yes, and yes. And we'll have Matt on again. We'll have to buy him a beverage when he comes to Kansas City. We're out of time, folks. Thank you to Craig Brown. Thank you to Brian Shiretta. Thank you to Matt Verderin. Thank you, Chris Bowling. And thank you, Cube, Mr. Ice Cube. My name is Brad Porter. I'm out. It was a good day.